And that's why the new church was built on this site. To the house, it wasn't really very far. See how small that was, how small Capernaum was.
How many yards?
Well, just a few acres of land.
When I said 50 yards, my brother, he said, oh no, it's not, it's farther.
Look at the Greek Orthodox Church behind that wall. That's also part of Capernaum, okay? Only it separates now that wall between what belongs to the Catholics and what belongs to the Greek Orthodox.
Is that a Peter's tomb?
No, that's the tomb of Father Corbo, who was the archaeologist that excavated this site and afterwards was in charge of this place.
What type of roof would
they have
had on?
They had some buildings had built roofs, and some of them had only palm branches on top. But this one had to have like a house, a two-story house.
So it would have been stones all the way.
Yeah, stone, just laying stones on top.
What is Peter's tomb?
Peter's tomb in Rome. The lower part, what you see down below, the black stones, that would have been the foundations of the building that was here in the first century. And then they build a little building in the 4th century, and then they build a bigger church in the 5th century, an octagonal-shaped building. So this is Peter's house, and they found graffiti with the name Peter and with a fish on it. Remember, the first symbol was of the early Christians was not the cross, was the fish. 61, that was in Nazareth. Yes. Here he, I was also here, they handled him the scroll and he was teaching from. Yes.
But this is Nazareth, when it says here in your presence, this has been fulfilled.
No, that was in Nazareth. That's in Isaiah 61.